Michael Jackson to Mariah Carey. This is the 90s and 9 on the Decade Breakfast on Dodge Radio.
Dodge Radio, it is 90s at 9, the Christmas edition, yes. Welcome, this is Derby Claus, a.k.a. West Derby, with you for the next hour, spinning your favorite 90s tunes for our Gen Xers, our Millennials. Let's do this thing. What do you say we get it started off? Country style. Coming up, I got Kathy Mateo with Mary, Did You Know? I got Vince Gill with Do You Hear What I Hear? Right now, it's Alan Jackson. He's going to have himself a honky-tonk Christmas. Sounds good to me. Dodge Radio, Dodge the World. Enjoy Christmas.
Pretty paper is playing on the jukebox. And mistletoe is hanging above the bar. I want to thank you for this broken heart that I've got. Merry Christmas, girl, wherever in the world you are. It's gonna be a honky-tonk Christmas. the shepherd boy to the mighty king. Do you know what I know? In your palace, almighty king. Do you know what I know? A child, a child. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for
sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you've kissed your little baby, then you've kissed the face of God.
Dodge Radio, such a beautiful song there. Kathy Mattea on the 90s at 9 with Mary, Did You Know? A song actually written originally by a Christian comedian named, I believe his name is Mark Lowry. Really, really funny guy. But that was his one serious foray into trying to write a hit. Before that, it was Vince Gill, Do You Know? Do You Hear What I Hear? Start out with Alan Jackson celebrating that honky-tonk Christmas. Don't worry, y'all. We're going to get into the poppy stuff and a little bit of rock, but we're going to get more country a little bit later. Tell you what, while we get this next set going, I say put a little coffee in your eggnog or eggnog in your coffee, whichever you prefer. Make sure it's, you know, Evan Williams brand. That is our preferred eggnog here at Dodge Radio. Anyway, coming up, I've got Amy Grant, Grown Up Christmas List. Got Bare Naked Ladies with Sarah McLachlan. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And We Three Kings. I got Luther Vandross every year at Christmas. Gotta have some Luther. Got the Smashing Pumpkins. Christmas time. I've got Adam Sandler coming up because, yes, it's Christmas, but also Christmas Day is the start of Hanukkah, so we're going to play the Hanukkah song. Right now, not a personal favorite of mine, but I know somebody would be upset if I didn't play it. So I apologize in advance. It's Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Dodge Radio. Dodge the world and enjoy the 90s Christmas decade.
Underneath the Christmas tree, I just want you for my own. This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Festival of Lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. On this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, Dodge Radio listeners, it's Derby Claus, better known to you as West Derby. How y'all doing today? Host of Metal Militia Monday, Classic Rock Barbecue, Country Fried Fridays, and of course, Wes's Musical Meltdown. I just want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hope Santa's good to you and you get everything you want this year.
Every year.
every Christmas.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Everyone list. As children we believed the grandest sight to see was something lovely wrapped beneath our tree. Surely knows that packages and bows can never heal a hurting human soul. No more lives torn apart that wars would never start, and time would
Dodge Radio, beautiful song there from Amy Grant, Grown Up Christmas List on the 90s at 9. And I gotta say, Herzl's a lot more altruistic than mine. Mine is weed, whiskey, women, and good music. No, wrong time, wrong place. Sorry. Before that, it was Bare Naked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and We Three Kings. What is more quintessentially 90s than that? We had Luther Vandross back there. Every year, every Christmas, we are going to shift gears and get into some more country Christmas. I got Toby Keith coming up with a great one, Santa, I'm Right Here, about a homeless kid. It's a really cool tune. Got Trisha Yearwood with It Wasn't His Child. Right now, it's her husband, Garth. Oddly enough, referring to his ex-wife in this version of the track. it's Garth doing Silent Night. Dodge Radio, Dodge the World, enjoy the music. The 90s at 9 rocks on.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright around yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild,
Christmas. It was Christmas of 1987. My wife Sandy and I was heading back home to Oklahoma for our first Christmas since we moved to Nashville. Problem was, all the roads were frozen with snow and ice, and they'd closed them all. And just when we thought we wasn't going to get home, the sun broke through. And, well, traveling still wasn't easy, but there came a point where we knew we were going to make it home. And my wife looked over to me and she said, "You're gonna see your mama for Christmas, aren't you?" And I remember we walked through that door, and amidst the tears of joy and the cries of laughter, I heard this Christmas song coming over the kitchen radio. I'll never forget that Christmas or that Christmas song.
Silent night, oh.
Became
wasn't his child. It wasn't his child. And he died with his hands in wood. He was God's child. He was God's child. He was her man, she was his wife. And late one winter night, he knelt by her as she gave birth. But it wasn't his child, it was God's child.
Shopping, such a busy city street. I don't know how I noticed the piece of paper at my feet, but something made me pick it up instead of going on my way. I stopped and froze right in my tracks as I read what it had to say. Here.
Dodge Radio, Toby Keith wrapping up that set here on the 90s at 9. That was Santa, I'm Right Here. Before that, we had Trisha Yearwood as well as Garth. You can hear more from artists like that on The Christmas Chorale, which premieres on Christmas Day. Check dodgeradio.net to see our holiday schedule. You might even hear it on the Christmas Country Cafe as well. We have got a boatload of great programming coming up for you all the rest of this week going into New Year's. Stick around for it. I promise you, you won't regret it. It's going to be a great time. We have Christmas programming. We have Spotify Wraps. We have Top 30s. We have Jess doing her New Year's Eve extravaganza as well as her New Year's Eve mega mix. Cannot go wrong with that. I hope you've had a great time. I've had a good one. I think I'm going to go sip some eggnog, and we're going to listen to The Naughties at 10. That's coming up next. Stick around for that one. Stick around the rest of the day as well, as we've got all kinds of great programming for you. Coming up before I get out of here, I got Extreme. Christmas Time again, probably my all-time favorite 90s Christmas tune. Right now, it's Boyz II Men and Brian McKnight. Let It Snow here on Dodge Radio. Dodge the world. Merry Christmas.
Let it snow. Christmas always goes too fast. It's up to us to make it last. And all I want for Christmas is love. Come that morning and I see you smile. It only lasts a little while. How come we seem to push it all aside? Don't you know that it's Christmas? You know that it's Christmas.